Homecoming weekend here at MSU brought thousands of students and East Lansing residents together in a spirit of camaraderie. City officials are hoping to extend that sense of civic pride. This week, they're asking citizens to look at the bigger picture. That's the name of East Lansing's long-range comprehensive plan. The city will study its land usage to come up with the best strategies for residential and retail development. And joining us now to talk about the bigger picture, Tim Dempsey, the Director of Planning, Building, and Development for the City of East Lansing. Good to have you back, Tim.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Explain what happens this week, then, as you you encourage public participation in the bigger picture.
Absolutely. What we're trying to do this week is really spend a lot of time with residents, and that's everybody. That's our permanent residents, that's students, the entire East Lansing community, to get input on the vision for the future of our community. And we're doing it a little bit different this time. We're trying to pack a lot into one week. So this is the week to really come out and give input and feedback. There's always opportunities in the future, but we're really trying to get some critical mass going in terms of getting people out and talking about the issues, thinking about the issues, and then visioning what they want to see this community to be.
And looking at more than just the project that's right in front of our faces, the projects that are right in front of us right now, and trying to look long term. Is that part of this?
That is definitely part of it. We'd like to have those opportunities where we can think about the entire development aspect of our community rather than just focusing on a project, because sometimes we get caught up in the heat of the moment of a particular project. It's important for people to step back and really think about how all of these projects interact and what it means for the future in terms of, will they work together well, will they not, and how can we design them and develop them in the way that they really benefit the entire community.
Now, I have to ask, are you going into this this session here this week with a pretty good idea of what you'll hear, or are you surprised sometimes at what citizens bring up?
Really, it's both. There's a lot of times when we hear kind of the same old things from people, a lot of it which is really good. People like a walkable community. They like a green community. They want to see mixed-use development. But sometimes we're surprised, I think. And the surprises are some of the best ideas, we think, in terms of trying to think differently about problems, especially with trying to come up with maybe a creative solution or two that could really prod us to think about something in a different way.
Well, let's spend a minute or two just on the short term. I understand the focus on the bigger picture is the longer term, but the Park District project, which is related to the former City Center 2 project, has a long history of fits and starts, but it has been in the news an awful lot lately with DTN Management's proposal, and I understand this is a longer, protracted process. How confident are you that the DTN plan or something very much like it will become reality?
We feel really good about the DTN process right now. In fact, that's part of the work we're doing this week. Wednesday night at the Broad Art Museum at 5:30, we'll be having our second charrette for that project. But I think DTN has developed with their consultants a really solid plan to go forward with these three different charrettes, which are kind of design-focused events to give us an opportunity to hear from the public specifically on this project and what they want to see in it. And I think with DTN's track record of projects and their financial capacity, we feel really good about moving forward.
And what happens tonight? I know you get started tonight.
Yeah, tonight is a kickoff event at the Hanna Community Center starting at 5. But we're going to have Lou Glazer from Michigan Future talk. And Lou talks a lot about talent in the state of Michigan and what it means for our future in terms of economic prosperity. Because when you talk about planning and development, that only comes with jobs and economic development and being able to have a strong economy. And Lou talks about that connection of talent, particularly young talent, graduates from MSU, for example, mm-hmm. and how they play a key role in that.
We're talking with the City of East Lansing's Planning and Development Director, Tim Dempsey. What do you make of the response so far to DTN's plan?
So far, I think we've had very positive response. The people that have participated in the first charrette gave us a lot of good ideas, but I think everybody has been very happy and satisfied with the way that they've reached out to the public and incorporated the concerns of the community.
Is there one aspect of the project? Is there a concern or a potential hurdle in the DTN project that rises to the top for you?
The big concern with any project is always going to be financing, making sure that the project, as will ultimately be proposed, can be financially funded. So you really have to think through that well and be conservative in how we look at that, and the city will do that. But that's always going to be really in the back of our heads a critical issue. But I think if we take it step by step and work closely with DTN, I think we can get over any of those potential hurdles.
Is Scott Chappelle involved in this at all? I mean, he is involved in this because he still owns a big chunk of the downtown space. What is that company's role in the future here?
Probably limited to nothing, because right now DTN has options on that property. So if we're able to move forward with the project, it's our expectation that DTN will take ownership of those properties, okay, and that Strathmore will no longer be a participant.
It's ironic you should be here today, because the Lansing State Journal has also put developer Kevin McGraw's proposal for the Trowbridge Plaza right on its front page today. This would put a new exterior on the shopping center and replace three buildings: the Wendy's restaurant, the Oodles of Noodles, and the old drive-through bank building. Give us your take on this plan.
This is something that goes back a few years when the city of East Lansing worked with Michigan State University in a couple landscape architecture and urban planning classes to design some ideas and do some visioning with that community. We recognize that that corridor is an important entrance to our community, and now with the Amtrak station being redeveloped, we think there's a great opportunity to maybe do some ancillary development nearby that will benefit that area. So we're definitely interested in seeing what Mr. McGraw is going to bring forward. I mean, we've had some conversations about it, but we also know that he's working closely with the neighborhood groups in terms of their potential desires as well as concerns for the project.
Now, more housing is also a part of Kevin McGraw's tentative plan from Caddis Development. We have seen something of a mini housing boom here in the community recently. Is too much housing becoming a concern for you, Tim?
You know, that's certainly a question that we're continuing to ask ourselves. What is the right amount of student housing? And I think when you look at the housing that's been developed in East Lansing recently, we've tended towards the smaller to medium-sized projects. We're certainly concerned about some of maybe the really large projects, particularly projects that aren't within walking distance or biking distance to campus. Because from our perspective, if students are living closer to campus, they're less likely to be in their vehicles, more likely to be on bike or foot, and that's better, you know, way for them to get around. It's also alleviating some of the traffic concerns that we face in our community.
At the same time, you've got a good deal of expansion in the northern reaches of the city on and around Chandler Road. Some of that development is student housing. But does that concern you then, that students are moving further from campus and then are less connected to the economic core?
Yeah, that's absolutely a concern. And when you look at most of the housing in the northern tier, it's actually in Bath Township. And a lot of the housing that is in East Lansing came into our city after the fact. There is some additional development going on up there right now, and again, that is in Bath Township as well. So we are concerned about that. Certainly, we think that it makes a lot of sense, again, to have students closer to campus. At the same time, we know that the marketplace, you know, drives development in a lot of ways, and certainly that's what's happening up there right now. But it's something for us to keep an eye on.
How do you keep from getting too focused on the short term as opposed to the long term? You're asking residents to take a long term view. How do you keep yourself from getting too focused on the short term?
No, that's a real challenge. And I think a week like this week, our planning week, is a good way to do that, when we can actually set some time aside, quite a bit of time with our residents, to be engaged in those conversations. And I think as a staff, because we'll be closely involved in this process, that's one way that we do it.
The silence is deafening with regard to the Red Cedar project. Can you shed any light on where that's at right now and when we might learn more about what's happening with the Red Cedar project?
You know, that's one project actually I can't provide much insight on. That, you know, certainly a question for our counterparts in the city of Lansing.
They have been trying to learn more and to no avail recently. Now, the last time that we had the equivalent of this bigger picture was back in 2006. I guess the city is required by law to undergo a comprehensive planning process. What happened in 2006, and how much have East Lansing's needs changed since 2006?
In 2006, we actually did a full update of our comprehensive plan. It was the first one since the early 1980s. And what we recognize this time around is, because the economy has changed so significantly, given what happened in 2008 and into 2009, that we needed to really do more of just the typical five-year update. That's why we're doing a lot more public participation than we might do on a regular update, realizing that, yes, the economy has changed and we need to maybe rethink some of our priorities, particularly as they relate to, you know, redevelopment.
What about all the activity in Lansing Township? How does that impact you? That creates a density concerns as well, I imagine.
You know, I think the development up in Eastwood is something that certainly impacted our downtown initially. I think the ongoing development has maybe less of an impact as, you know, the market has kind of matured and each area has kind of identified its niche. You know, fortunately, we've been able to continue to have some redevelopment projects and added some new restaurants to stay competitive. But certainly as you have development throughout the marketplace, you can look at it one of two ways. You can take the pessimistic view that it's just competition, or kind of the more optimistic view, which is, hey, rising tide lifts all ships. And the more development we have, the more opportunities to go out to eat, the more opportunities for places to live, makes our region more attractive. And that's the viewpoint that I prefer to take, is that, you know, we're really trying to improve the Lansing region. East Lansing is one component of that.
What do you make of the transformation of Ann Grove and Albert there, the Ann Street Plaza? That has changed dramatically.
I think that's a great example of the potential of redevelopment in our downtown. If you were down there at all this weekend, for instance, the level of activity was great. You had the patios were filled, the restaurants were filled, our plaza had lots of activity. People were sitting out, people were walking around. It was really what you want. You have a great public space with these private uses that mix well, and it creates a level of activity and excitement that people want to see in a nice downtown.
As a college town, East Lansing sometimes has a challenging relationship with students. Often residents will focus on any number of negatives, loud parties, occasional violence, but from a planning perspective, how does the city take this transient population who aren't here necessarily for that long and try to make them into stakeholders?
Yeah, that's a real challenge. We try a number of things. We try to incorporate them into some of our boards and commissions. But then on a planning week like this, like we'll have an open house on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Scene Metro Space from noon to 7. Students can come by at any point, just kind of stop in, give us their ideas, trying to move away maybe from the formal meeting setting to a more casual kind of conversation-based. And trying to think of things like that, they're a little bit creative, to get students engaged where otherwise they might say, you know what, I don't want to go to the typical kind of city government type meeting, but I'd be happy to stop into this art gallery and talk about design or just give them my ideas about what I think makes a cool city.
If you could change one thing about the city, be it a commercial zone, be it its residential areas, what would you like to see in East Lansing?
You know, I think one of the things that we struggle with in East Lansing, we often get compared to Madison, Ann Arbor, and if you look at those downtowns, I would argue that they have kind of two downtowns. Ann Arbor, for instance, most people are familiar with. You have Main Street, which has a lot of the higher-end restaurants, and then you have State Street, which has more of the student-oriented downtowns. And because of that, they've been able to accomplish a little bit more in terms of nicer restaurants. We'd like to see more of that ourselves, but we have to do it in a single downtown. So for us, it's a little bit more of a challenge that way. I think we're up to that challenge and we're making progress, but certainly trying to have uses that attract that broader demographic, that, you know, the empty nesters, the people that maybe might otherwise shy away because they feel, hey, there's too many students here.
What's it like having Jackson National in the old bookstore space?
I think it's fabulous. I think to have Jackson make a major investment in our downtown, again, they're doing it. If you look why, go back to the Lou Glaser discussion that we'll hear tonight, it's about talent. They want to be near Michigan State University because they want to take advantage of all of that great young talent.
They're happy there?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and I think that you know, we'll be very happy long-term. Hopefully they will be as well, but I think to have them in our downtown is great to have that corporate presence.
It's a big job that the city of East Lansing wants as many eyes and as much participation on the process as possible. It's called the Bigger Picture, and it gets started tonight at the Hanna Community Center, and it lasts all this week. I'm sure you can find out more at the City of East Lansing website.
That's right, cityofeastlansing.com, and just look at comprehensive plan, and the week schedule is there, and we invite everybody and anybody that wants to participate.
Tim Dempsey is the Director of Planning, Building, and Development for East Lansing. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.